Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, first up, what is the current situation for traditional media, such as television, looking like in Australia?
So in terms of television in Australia, what we've seen, particularly with the commercial sector, is a massive decline in their ratings. So the number of people watching television and the hours that they're spending actually watching television is on the decline.
So by comparison then, what's the future looking like for relatively new media organisations such as YouTube and Netflix?
Yeah, I mean, Netflix is probably the biggest talking point over the last 12 months. It's only just been here in Australia for 12 months, but in saying that, it's already gained about a 10% penetration rate in the population. So about 10% of Australians have access to Netflix. The other two video on demand services, which is Stan and Presto, haven't gained the same success. But there's definitely a changing shift in the way that Australians are consuming this type of content.
So how are television companies responding to these changes in audience viewership?
So they're trying to provide more content online and engage with their audience online. A lot of them now have their catch-up services running, and they're trying to put that onto multiple platforms and multiple devices. Seven and Nine are actually involved with Stan and Presto. So they are dipping their toes a little bit in video-on-demand services. That's really where they're at this point.
So we all know television, it's a vital platform for audiences to connect with advertisers. But how are companies advertising their products through streaming sites such as Netflix?
So Netflix doesn't have a advertising revenue stream at the moment in the way that we have traditional television. Although it's said that later in the year they might look at doing what they call a second screen experience, where if someone casts, so they're watching it on their mobile phone, they cast it to their television, that mobile phone screen then could potentially become a screen where they send information from advertisers. It could relate to the program. So if you're watching House of Cards, it could be the dress that the person's wearing and where to buy it from. So it could link to Maya or something like that. So that's the way that they're trying to tackle the advertising. With YouTube, that's the other one that we've mentioned, I guess their advertising, most people would be aware, is the ads that come up just before you've watched the program, all the little banner ads that show on the bottom of the screen.
And just before we let you go, Mark, why do you think people are leaning towards amateur-style videos or video blogs on YouTube over television?
I think it's because of that engaging factor. So most of those big, well-known YouTube stars, think Casey or PewDiePie, when you watch them, you feel like they're coming through the screen, they're engaging with the audience. It's also that niche style of content that we haven't seen before, but it's been allowed to be distributed to the masses.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thanks for having me.